It's time to rewind.
Shingles, Steve's footy game, and a sleepover. Certainly has been a busy week with Tanya and Steve. And first, let's start with why on Tuesday, Tanya wasn't live on air in the Triple M studios with Steve.
Hello.
Where are you?
I'm in my dining room.
What?
I'm in my dining room.
Does no one email me?
They told me I wasn't allowed to enter the building for a few days.
What? So you're in your house?
I'm in my house.
Because you've got chicken pox.
Well, I've got the adult version, which is a fancy name of saying I've got shingles.
Oh, I can hear. Well, let me tell you from an audible point of view, mate, for the radio show, it literally sounds like you're broadcasting from your toilet.
Does it?
Yeah, the echo.
Is it very echoey?
Yeah. If I hear a trickle of water, you're out.
Those loony anti-vaxxers were back in the news this week after claiming that vet vaccinations are giving their dogs autism. And you know what? This didn't go down too well with Tanya and Steve.
What is wrong with people?
I don't know, T. This is why I'm doing my slapping bus tour. Oh,
I know. Well, you can add the anti-vaxxers to it.
Yeah, all right. Definitely
put
add
them
the anti-vaxxers.
Down, Brizy, because I'm going to be busy at Christmas.
Oh, you are so busy.
Some are claiming that they have autistic dogs after giving them vaccinations. And it's like, no, they're not autistic. They actually just don't like you because you're a d-
Yes.
That's why.
Yes.
That's exactly right.
That's my girl.
I'm on team.
All right.
Apologies. I'm a little loose because I'm at home.
Yes.
I forgot we weren't just having a conversation.
Wow, buckle up, everyone. Wow.
That wasn't very nice. I'm apologies.
No, sorry, Daniel.
And Steve's sleepover happened this week at the beautiful Anchorage, Port Stephens. And whilst there, Steve received a spa treatment, which he was a little shocked by.
We all were very fortunate to be gifted some vouchers to use at the spa yesterday afternoon.
And I booked in a facial.
Yes, you did.
I said to Tanya, I'm just getting a facial, that way I don't have to get all naked in robes. And she said, yeah, that's a good idea, Steve.
Yep.
It'll only be a facial. You won't need to get all naked in robes.
Yeah. Well, I just didn't want your anxiety levels to go through the roof before you even got there.
Well, it was like, hello, Brittany, g'day. Steve, gear off. Damn, here's your robe. Strip down to your underwear.
I know you don't wear underwear. I should have given you a heads up.
Should you, think?
Always keep a spare pair of undies in your purse.
Okay, two things. I haven't got a spare pair, nor do I have a purse.
Okay. Hey, this week, newsreader Dave Dolan told Tanya and Steve this very interesting news story.
Some exciting news from researchers in the States. They've discovered 66 million-year-old fish fossils from the day dinosaurs were wiped out. It's believed the fossils date back to the day Earth was hit by a giant asteroid, basically when all life on Earth went extinct. It's quite incredible, isn't it?
It is fascinating.
Think about it, 66 million years ago.
You sounded like Dr. Evil then.
$1 million.
Since 2015, Knights cult hero Nathan Ross has joined Tanya and Steve live in the studio every single week. And on Wednesday, we were all a little emotional when he announced his retirement from rugby league due to injury.
With me, my relationship with the Newcastle Knights, it's a relationship purely based on love and my desire to go out there and represent the people that watch rugby league as a whole. Mm. There's a saying that goes around at the Knights, and it, sorry, I'm a little bit sad here. You don't own the jersey, you're a caretaker of that number, and you want to leave it in a better position than you got it in. I don't think I'll ever be able to say that, but I hope that I've left it in a good enough spot for the next people that wear it after me, and I really did everything I could in order to make the fans and the club proud.
Really beautifully said there, Rossi. I'm sorry this touching moment was spoiled only a couple of minutes later.
Always remember too, mate, all this microphone work and media work is going to help you in your next job, because, you know, when you're saying things like you want fries with that.
Belmont Maccas. Come see me.
W was in the news this week after workers were told some department stores would be closing in a couple of years, and Tanya told Steve she's not too happy about it.
The other thing they have, which, you know, Kmart doesn't, is there's quite a few that have optical dispensers within the department store. I got my last pair of decent sunglasses at a Big W, believe it or not.
Yeah, no, I've seen them.
No, but they're a guest brand.
biggest. Are they the ones that sit diagonal on your face sometimes?
Tanya, if you look closely, it says Gios.
Girl, get yourself some cheap sunglasses.
And finally, let's revisit Mark Hughes chatting to Tanya and Steve last week when he was attempting to recruit celebrities for the MHF All-Stars game.
Felt like the team was missing something. We needed an enforcer, a match winner, someone that can talk but is intimidating. So, yeah, I was looking for all these traits and I couldn't find it. So I needed a plan B.
Yeah.
Oh. I need Steve Graham in my team.
Yes! Oh, no.
Steve, you're in.
This is going to be embarrassing.
Turns out, Tanya, Steve didn't embarrass us at all. He actually went very well. In fact, he loved the whole experience. Oh, well, most of it anyway.
How was it?
It was a little boy dream.
Yeah.
I felt like a boy from the Starlight Foundation. I thought like I'd make a wish foundation to come and brought Steve-O along, plonked him down there and said, you can not only play with your Knights Heroes, you can sing the winning song in the sheds. It was amazing, but what was more amazing was the Gidley brothers particularly still thought they were playing NRL.
Well, barking a few orders and things like that.
I am no surprise why poor old Butterley had a heart attack because they were full on.
What did you get?
Get the ball to the ball, Steve. On the ball, Steve. Guys, I'm a DJ.
And that was Risey's Rewind.
Get your rent paid while your new home is being built. See Hotondo Homes, Huntley and Thornton.
So Newcastle, Tanya and Steve for breakfast.